Time to recycle that tree. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, the days are gone when you just took down that real Christmas tree and threw it out to the garbage. The USDA's Gary Crawford has better ideas.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Seems like it was no time at all since we first started singing that song, but now the holidays are starting to wind down. And soon it'll be time to take down that old Christmas tree. Oh, yes, always a sad task for me. It's like losing a friend. But in most cases, that real tree is going to be reincarnated to yet another even more useful life. Now, 10 years ago, those trees got picked up and put into the garbage dump, and that was it. But not today.
There are recycling programs in every major city, most smaller cities, counties, all over the country.
That's Buzz Warren, a tree grower from just outside Kansas City, also one of the recycling point people for the National Christmas Tree Association. He says this year, about 93% of all the Christmas trees are going to be recycled in some way.
Now, a lot of those may have been picked up by the city or the county or some general refuse collection. But those trees are recycled. They're chipped. They're used as mulch. They're used as walking and running paths. They're used for erosion control.
And also, Buzz Warren says thousands of trees are used for fish habitat.
I have a number of trees that are recycled every year by a group outside of Kansas City that take these trees and they put weights on them and they sink them in lakes around Kansas City, and it improves the habitat for fish.
And if you just can't bear to part with that tree just yet and you don't have a lake handy, you can simply put that tree out in your backyard, use it as a bird feeder. It will attract lots of birds. If you'd like more information about tree recycling in your area or community, log on to realchristmastrees.org. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And we hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.